You see what's swirling around you in this country? The attack on free speech, freedom of association, the attack on academic freedom, the attack on your personal liberties when it comes to vaccines and so forth. This is the American Marxist movement that I've been warning you about. Just the first paragraph of the first chapter of American Marxism to set this up, because we have a lot to address tonight. The counter-revolution to the American Revolution is in full force, and it can no longer be dismissed or ignored, for it is devouring our society and culture, swirling around our everyday lives, and ubiquitous in our politics, schools, media, and entertainment. Once a mostly unrelatable, fringe, and subterranean movement, it is here, it is everywhere. You, your children, and your grandchildren are now immersed in it, and it threatens to destroy the greatest nation ever established, along with your freedom, family, and security. Of course, the primary difference between the counter-revolution and the American Revolution is that the former seeks to destroy American society and impose autocratic rule, and the latter sought to protect American society and institute representative government. The counter-revolution or movement of which I speak is Marxism, American Marxism. Now, let's take a quick look. Free speech in this country, only for those who espouse a certain viewpoint, actually. Other people are banned, attacked, their careers destroyed. Academic freedom, we have professors now resigning because they're not free to discuss positions or viewpoints that differ with the state and differ with the American Marxist various movements. Free press in this country, apparently the Washington Post, the New York Times, and the rest think that only they have a right to freedom of the press. So they're constantly, viciously attacking conservative talk radio, this network, Fox, OAN, Newsmax, and anybody who dares to step out. Hate crimes. Look at Larry Elder. Larry Elder and his entourage were attacked the other day by a woman in a gorilla mask. If that's not a hate crime, we don't know what is. How many networks in this country, how many law enforcement agencies, how about the Department of Justice? Have they taken action? No. Well, you can bet if that were Barack Obama, the whole world would be on their toes. Tax returns. Apparently, the only tax returns of a public official that matters are Donald Trump's. Donald Trump's. What about the tax returns of the Speaker of the House? No legislation gets through Congress without her say-so. What about the tax returns of members of the Supreme Court so we can determine whether they have conflicts of interest? No, of course, those are of no consequence whatsoever. Murder in America. Murder in America only gets the attention of the elites and the media, depending on who's murdering whom. You can have slaughter in our cities every night, every weekend, black-on-black crimes. It's considered routine. Oh, hum. It's appalling. Climate change. This climate change that they've now created, a nomenclature that they've now agreed upon, that's your fault. You're just too free. You're too mobile. You're living your lives too well. You are responsible for global climate change. And as the Democrats say, you're killing people. You're responsible for hurricanes and earthquakes and tornadoes and flooding. So we have to attack our system, our economic system, your lifestyle. We, the American people, are at fault. Now, what is this? This is tyranny. And it's getting more and more aggressive. This is autocracy. Joe Biden gave a speech the other day, and he always walks off. He doesn't take questions like he's some kind of a dictator. And he is the closest thing we've gotten to a dictator yet. He certainly is. He gives a speech. He doesn't communicate with the American people as equals. He doesn't treat you as a citizen. He is basically yelling at you, condemning you, lecturing you. He's filled with scorn. You're not doing what he told you to do. 80 million of you are unvaccinated. You're the reason people are dying. You're the reason there's a spread. You're the reason that we have these variants, not him. Remember how he used to blame Donald Trump for every death that occurred as a result of the coronavirus? Well, I have a question. How many new vaccines have been developed under Joe Biden? None. How many are under development? None that I know of. How about therapeutics? Many were developed under Donald Trump. None that I'm aware of right now. So what is he going to do? He's not going to take responsibility, Joe Biden, for what he's failed to do. Having congratulated himself on July 4th for basic victory over the virus, now it's your fault. It's not Biden's fault for having the southern border open and potentially 2.5 million people coming across that border in his first year, many of whom have all kinds of diseases and all kinds of issues, including the coronavirus. What does he do? He gives a speech in which he congratulates himself. He attacks the governor of Florida. He attacks the governor of Texas. He dismisses everything that came before him. This is a man who is out of control. This is a fool with enormous power. You can support vaccinations, as I do, without supporting tyranny. Let me repeat. You can support vaccinations, as I do, without supporting tyranny. Now, question, and I mean this. He wants you to hate people who are not vaccinated. He calls them the unvaccinated. He blames them. It's their fault, not his fault. It's their fault. They're the ones spreading the virus. Not illegal aliens, not him. No, they're the ones. And the Republican governors, they're the ones spreading the virus. 70% of those who should get the vaccine, he says, have been vaccinated. They've done everything they can. But who are this 30%, the unvaccinated? Now, that's quite a charged word, unvaccinated. What does that mean? Well, you haven't been vaccinated. I got it. I went to the CDC site, and we know the CDC is like the Bible, handed down from Moses, Mount Sinai. And the CDC on May 29, 2021 says 120.2 million people were infected. That's their estimated total infections, 120 million people. Now, according to the science, if you've been infected, you develop an immunity, this antibody. And so you don't need to be vaccinated, as a matter of course. You have an antibody. You're immune, at least immune to a significant extent, correct? That's 120.2 million people, according to the CDC. The CDC. Well, there's 300 and some million people in this country. A certain percentage of them are under 12 years old and are not supposed to be vaccinated, as I understand it. So we're talking about a population over the age of 12. Okay, he says 70% have been vaccinated, 30% have not. How many of these 30% who've not been vaccinated have natural immunity? It's a simple question. Now, can we get an answer to that? You notice when Joe Biden doesn't mention something, he's censoring something. If you're going to throw out this number 30% and 80 million people, my question is, how many of the 80 million people have natural immunity? I would suggest a significant percentage of them. What I'm suggesting to you, ladies and gentlemen, is this, that in addition to over 70% of the public that is subject to taking a vaccine, as according to the science, we have a significant percentage of the remaining 80 million who have natural immunity. And they won't tell us how many. I think what you'll find is it's a very small percentage of the American public that has not been vaccinated and doesn't have immunity. So it's significantly more than 70% when you add the vaccinated plus those who have natural immunity. It could be 80%. Maybe it's 85%. Maybe it's 90%. And we have a right to know because these draconian measures now that Biden is trying to impose, unbelievable. And there are serious constitutional challenges to this. I looked at really three Supreme Court decisions on point here, and they're going to have an uphill battle if the court is going to rule faithfully and legitimately and apply the Constitution of the United States. This isn't an interstate commerce issue. The police powers really belong to the states. States get to regulate businesses, not Joe Biden. When it comes to OSHA, OSHA doesn't have the authority under any statutory grant to do what it's doing, and they're trying to do this through an OSHA regulation. Moreover, there's a serious question whether Congress can even delegate this kind of power to OSHA, which it hasn't. And yet this is their argument. And the same time that they're threatening small businesses with horrific fines and to fire people that don't get vaccines, people in small business are having trouble hiring people. This is going to create economic dislocation, of which Joe Biden knows nothing because he's never worked in the private sector. He's almost 80 years old, and he spent his entire life in government, telling people what to do rather than actually doing something. This is a big constitutional issue. It is a big economic issue. And the idea that he thinks he can sign an executive order or that the Labor Department can put out a regulation and snap his fingers and then suddenly Joe Biden can control the entire economy? That's what I mean about American Marxism. That's what I mean that this man is as close to a dictator as we have ever had. Let's see what the Supreme Court does about all this. It's really quite appalling. Now, one other thing. I will not forget Afghanistan. There are American citizens in enemy territory who are effectively hostages. There are 80,000 Afghan patriots who did fight for our country and their country, who are in enemy territory, who right now have no hope of getting out. This is the greatest besmirchment of the United States by a president in modern American history. It is a disaster on military and national security grounds. It is a disaster on moral grounds. It is a disaster, period. This man in the Oval Office, who says that he cares about humanity, that he cares about national security, he doesn't care about a damn thing. He's a stubborn, foolish, old man. And the amazing thing about all this can really be summed up in what happened the other day. The Attorney General of the United States has sued the state of Texas because he thinks abortion on demand should be compelled in every corner of the country. No 10th Amendment, no federalism. No, they want to enshrine their view forever, and the taxpayer should pay for it. So every abortion leads to a death, or at least 99.99% of them do. And the death is of a baby. Check the science, Dr. Fauci. Is that a baby? Is that a human being or not? I think the science will tell you that it is. It's not a choice. It's a human being. So on the one hand, they push hard for the most extreme, radical abortion position on the face of the earth, funded by you, the American people. On the other hand, the unvaccinated are killing people. This is the nature of autocracy. This is the nature of tyranny. The ends justify the means. You see it on display in the Oval Office. Joe Biden, again, is the closest thing we've had to a dictator in this country. And I think he's far worse than even Obama was.